What is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Wizards Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Finberg, and today, just like last week, we are talking about losses, losing streaks, franchise record losing streaks, NBA record losing streaks. It's reaching levels of bad that I can't describe. I will provide facts and statistics that will describe how bad this team is, but it's gotten to a point where it's unbearable. It's hard to watch. It's simply bad basketball, and it's, tanking is one thing, but this 15 game losing streak, the level of basketball that's been played in DC is G League level. It's bad. And I'm gonna talk about it in this episode. I mean, these episodes aren't too fun to watch. I don't know if they're fun to listen to, but it's what the team is. It's what you kind of asked for in a rebuild. But nonetheless, this is way worse than a lot of fans not only asked for, bargained for, but expected. What a lot of fans think should be better. Not great. You don't think they're going to be good, but they should be a lot better than what they are right now. And I'm going to break it down in this episode. Unless you've been living under a rock, and if you are in terms of the Wizards, I don't blame you in the slightest because, watching this team is a chore. It's a hassle. It's no longer fun. It's no longer entertaining. It's not enjoyable. It's brutal. It's tough. It's hard. It's sad, honestly, but it's the truth. It's the reality. This team sucks. There's no way around it. It's not fun to watch. It's probably not fun to be a part of. I don't know how these guys are getting up every day to play basketball games knowing, look, oh, we got Cleveland tonight. Are we going to lose by 25 or are we going to lose by 24? Let's see. I'm sure it's tough for the players and the coaches too, but it's tough for fans, especially when, this team has been terrible for a while now, not really competitive for a while. And you're telling them, look, this is only year two, realistically, really year one of what's going to be a really long rebuild. That's a long-winded, ranted opening. But look, the Wizards are on a 15-game losing streak. The franchise record is 16. I don't know when they first said it, but they said it last year, or tied it last year. I think John Wall's rookie year is when they said it. 16-game losing streak, tied it last season, and they're a game away from tying it. Now I'm gonna give you a little bit of an outlook on where they might find their next win because, they play Thursday at home against Dallas. That's a loss. Luka's back. Dallas is playing really good basketball. Kyrie, all of them. Gafford returning. That's a blowout. You're going to lose to Dallas. Denver next. That's a fat loss. You're going to be 17 games. New franchise record. Yeah. New franchise record. 17 straight losses for this team. And then don't worry, it gets easier. You have Memphis right after that. So that's going to be another loss. You're going to have 18 straight losses. And that's entering a period where they don't have on the schedule. It's an 11-day gap between games, but because of the NBA Cup and all that, I think there's 2 to 3 games that they'll get randomly scheduled throughout that period. I don't know who they'll get, but I know they're going to be better than the Wizards. So that'll probably be three more losses, and then you got the game against Charlotte, where everyone seemingly thinks they can win that game. But it's getting close to levels of Detroit Pistons 26 loss NBA record. Levels of dysfunction, of poor basketball, of just bad. And it's not fun. It's not enjoyable to be a part of. Look, I usually come in here and break down the four games that happened since I recorded. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna waste your time. There was a game where Jordan Poole had 30 plus points. Guess what? The Wizards lost by double digits. There was another game in Cleveland, where I think Jonas Valanciunas was the only Wizard to score in double figures. Nobody cares about that. They lost by, let me do the math, 31 points. A game against the Clippers, James Harden had like 25 points in the first quarter, nearly outscored the Wizards. There was no defense to be played. They lost by 25. What, Valanciunas had 17 and 7. Again, who cares? And then, Chicago was the last game before I recorded this one, lost by 19 at home. Think about that. The Chicago Bulls, one of the most mediocre teams in the league, came into your home and beat you by 19 points. What, Kyle Kuzma scored 23 again. I'm getting repetitive, But there's no point in me breaking down. It's the same reason that my keys to the game are just blank or have fun or let's see how this goes. I have nothing. I feel like offering analysis is a disservice to my followers, to Wizards fans, because there is no analysis. This team sucks. No one wants to play defense. No one can make open shots. No one wants to find the open shooter. No one looks like they give a flying fuck, excuse my language, but that's true about wins and losses, about competing. There's nothing. Nothing. And for a team that we said, look, we don't care if we win or lose, be competitive. Show that the young guys are growing, getting better, and try. Be one of the scrappy teams. Be a team that's going to be on every loose ball, getting on the glass, defending very hard, doing the little things. You're not going to have the talent or the skill, but you can still compete. But there is no compete. None. Zero. On a nightly basis, they know they're going to get routed. And that's just what happens. It's what happens every night. I tweeted this out the other day. This is the Washington Wizards, right? Over this 15-game losing streak. 14 of the 15 losses have been by double digits. 7 of the 15 losses have been by 20-plus points. I'm going to read that again. 7 of the last 15 losses, or 15 games, really, have been 20-plus point losses. And the one loss that wasn't a double-digit loss was, get this, by 9. So they barely scraped by when they lost to San Antonio. And in that loss, how many points do you think they gave up? 139 to the Spurs. 139. This team is new levels of incompetent that I've never seen. And I know there are a lot of people listening, like, Greg, why are you so mad? Why are you so pissed off? You wanted this. You've been calling for a Wizards rebuild more than anybody. You wanted them to blow it up. Yes, but as my friend Wizards Film Room tweeted the other night, there's tanking, and then there's just throwing out a awful product of basketball where nobody's developing, no one's getting better, no one's learning good habits. You just suck to suck, simply. And in a league where you could be the worst team, and you saw it last year with Detroit, you can lose 26 games in a row, only win 14 games, and still get the fifth pick. It's not the NFL. The Wizards could realistically go 2-80 and lose out on the number one pick to a team that won 34 games. That's the NBA. That's how they do the lottery. And so you're not even guaranteed it. And so if you're not developing, you're not doing the little things well, you're not building a culture, you're not building good habits, and you just suck and you don't get a good pick, then you just suck. There's nothing really to it. You get the fourth or fifth guy, he's okay, but he's not a generational star like you clearly need. And that's why it's frustrating to see them losing, not just losing, but losing in the ways that they're losing. Non-competitive basketball. I mean, I legitimately can't tell you the last time that I got up for a Wizards game, that I was juiced up, that I was excited, that I really thought they had a chance to win. Even the Atlanta games, I thought they'd get killed the first time they somehow won. The second time, I was certain that the Hawks would come out and destroy the Wizards, and somehow they won. But it's been so long, and I tweeted this out after the Cavs game. I'm numb to losses. I don't know about you. I don't know about the rest of the Wizards fans. I'm sure they feel the same way based on the reaction to the tweet. They all do. But I'm numb. I feel nothing. The Wizards lose, I am not moved. I simply expect it. I'm actually moved if they win. Not even if they win, if they compete. I'd be excited, I'd be stoked, I'd be shocked that they actually were very competitive and had a real chance to win. And it's not a, oh, they're only down 5 in Milwaukee in the last minute. That's because Jordan Poole is padding his stats and they're fouling and they're making their free throws and we're just continuing the cycle until we inevitably miss and they dribble out the clock. That's not competitive. For Wizard standards, it is, but it's not realistically competitive. This team just gets blown out. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's not exciting. It's just bad basketball. No defense to be played. This team's giving up 122 points per game over this losing streak. They rank 30th in the NBA in defensive efficiency over this losing streak and throughout the season as well. It is so bad. It is so bad. And not to mention, you know, like I also just this out. They have, I mentioned, I feel numb. This is why I feel numb. The Washington Wizards, get this, have lost 84 of their last 101 games. They are 17-84 under that stretch. That is so bad. That is awful. Throwing 17 and 84 in an 101 game stretch. I can't even describe it. It's just terrible. You're numb, you don't feel anything when they lose, and that's just boring. It's sad. It's pathetic. It's pathetic that they lose and you're like, okay, well, I don't care. It's expected. You'd think they're gonna lose. And that's a stat that just showcases how bad they've been. And I don't want to put insult to injury because this has just been an indictment of how bad this team has been. But if you see the injury bug is starting to hit the team. Kyle Kuzma 2 games ago injured his ribs, I think early on in the game against the Clippers, I think. I think it was against, yeah, it was definitely against the Clippers. So he really didn't play the last 3 quarters of that game. Missed the Milwaukee game, missed the Cleveland game after bruising his ribs. So I don't know how long he's going to be out. Jordan Poole has played the last 3 games after I don't know what was wrong with him, but he was hurt for a couple games. And then the injury bug just went for him in Cleveland. Early in the game, Keyshawn George went down with a pretty nasty ankle injury. Went up for a contest, fell down on a Cavs player's ankle, twisted his left ankle pretty bad, was in a lot of pain. Walked gingerly to the locker room, but missed the rest of the game. Corey Kispert, literally 1:20 later on a drive, rolled his left ankle, was down in pain, made his free throw. So I don't know how bad it is, but walked gingerly to the locker room, missed the rest of the game. Unexpectedly in the third, Malcolm Brogdon, right knee soreness, out for the game. And for an older player, an injury-prone player like Brogdon, that right knee soreness could be a okay, he's not seen until February when he gets traded, right knee soreness. And I hope not, because he's been the Wizards' best player the last 3 to 4 games. But, it's an injury-prone player. He missed the first, what, 14 games of the season, was back for the last 5, and now he's going to be out for a while now. Like, you don't like to see that ever, obviously, but it's just injuries, and that sucks. But it's just insult to injury. This team sucks, and they're gonna get even worse now that Kispert, Kuz, George, and Brogdon are just not playing. And if you want to know how bad it was in Cleveland, you had a legit lineup. I think it was Anthony Gill, Rashawn Holmes, Johnny Davis, Jared Butler, and I think it was Bub, and that was in the third quarter, late third, I think early fourth. Like that's how a guy like Rashawn Holmes, who at that point had already only appeared in 2 games, Anthony Gill was like a 34-year-old or 36-year-old, whatever old he is, that you have just for vibes and morale and stuff. Johnny Davis, who's been relegated to the bench all season. Jared Butler, who's barely played all season. And I mean, I'm a sicko. I watch till the end of the games, even when they're losing by 31. I don't know how many of you have, but I've noticed like when the other team will dribble out the clock, right? And then Jared Butler will get the ball. And he'll like dribble it out until like the last minute or the last second, and he'll shoot the ball, like he'll drive or whatever. I think he's never made it. I think, and they're open shots. I think he's like 0 of 4, 0 of 5. I don't know if I'm the only one that's seen that. I'm probably the only sicko that's still watching at that point, but I've noticed that, and I just wanted to make a comment because he did the same thing in Cleveland. He dribbled in for like an 8-foot floater when nobody was defending him and bricked it. But that's just something I know or I noticed. But yeah, this team is bad. There's not much else to really go about how bad they are. And what sucks is there's not really much to hang your hat on. Bilal Coulibaly has been awful. I hate to say it, I really do, but I think, I don't know who tweeted, the first like 10 games he was averaging like 18 points and 8 rebounds. In the last couple he's averaging like 10 points and 4 rebounds, and his shooting percentages have dipped significantly. He's struggling from 3. He's doing nothing from the mid-range like he was in the beginning of the year. He's not finishing around the rim. He's maybe taking 4 to 5 shots on some nights, maybe 8 to 9 on others, not being aggressive. He's getting cooked on defense sometimes as well. Like, I don't know if it's a sophomore wall, because I know he had a rookie wall last year around this time, but it's not good. We were calling him Baby Kawhi in the beginning, and now he's kind of regressed to just what Bilal Coulibaly was rookie year, and you don't like to see that. And I feel like it's getting overshadowed because they're losing, and it's like, he's not playing well, but nobody is. He's not playing well. Alex Saar's been pretty solid, I guess, the last couple of games. His 3-ball looks a lot better. You got a guy like Bob Carrington that isn't really doing much in terms of offense. You know, had a good game against Cleveland, but didn't necessarily, you know, hasn't been impressing, I should say, especially offensively the last couple of games. Keyshawn George, his shot just fell off a cliff. First couple of games, he was knocking down threes left and right, shooting with confidence, playing with confidence, and he can't make anything, it appears. You know, at the occasional three, but it's bricks from there on out. And now that he's injured, unfortunately, you're going to probably not see him for a bit. You know, hopefully he figures the shot out. He figures things out. He's a rookie. He's only 20 years old. So no reason to panic about him or Bob or any or Bilal, but it's like I was saying, they suck. They have 15 straight losses. And it's not like, well, you know, Bob is playing well or Bilal is dominating like it was in the beginning. It's, oh, Jordan Poole had 30 points on 19 shots and Valanciunas hit a double double. Yeah, nice. Oh, Brogdon had 11 rebounds. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. There's nothing to hang your hat on. There's nothing to be excited about. It's just dead. It's dead basketball in Washington. Empty stats, empty numbers, empty calories, empty playing time, empty games. It means nothing. The wins are meaningless because they don't happen. That was a dumb comment. The losses mean nothing because you're numb to it. You're just kind of going through the motions until you can get to the trade deadline. That's exciting for 2 seconds. And then you're going to lose a lot more. And it's like, all right, nice. We're in May. Let's get really nervous for 2 seconds so we can find out if the NBA is about to fleece us after a year of maybe winning eight games and maybe we get the third or fourth pick. Or are we going to get what we deserve and get the number one pick and get a Cooper Flagg or a Dylan Harper or whoever the best player at that time is? A generational talent. And so it's bleak. It's dead. It's sad. And I'm sorry if this is a rant, but this is just how I feel about the team because, sorry, I'm not going to sit here and talk about, oh, well, Jonas Valanciunas has a double-double and his trade value is going up and Malcolm Brogdon has looked very good and Jordan Poole is putting together. I don't care. And I don't think Wizards fans care either. They care about the young guys playing well. They care about this team getting an identity, building a culture, figuring things out slowly but surely, despite the losses. And you're seeing none of that. And it falls on Keefe too. Look, Brian Keefe can't make the guys on his team make open shots because I think the Wizards lead the league in open misses, especially from three. It's not a Brian Keefe issue, but Brian Keefe deserves a bit of the blame in terms of the defense, which he hangs his hat on, is terrible. It's terrible. You don't have a lot of good defenders, but you also have some good ones. It shouldn't be this bad, and it is. There's not much improvement over this 15-game losing streak. You're getting absolutely dismantled. Dismantled. And not even competitive, not even close. And I'm sorry, but you can't sit here and just say Brian Keefe is not to blame because guys can't make open shots and the roster is the worst in the league. Everyone deserves a piece of this blame. And you know, it's just sad. You know, it sucks. It sucks this part of the rebuild. It's probably the darkest time of this rebuild, where losses just don't move you. But that's just the sad reality, man. The sad reality. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it for you because I think that's what a lot of people like about my coverage. It's like, I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to keep it real. No matter how much it sucks for me to say how repetitive, how redundant, how boring it is, that's what's happening. They're terrible. And that's what I'm going to say. And that leaves me, and look, I don't know if I should talk about this because, you know, it could get me in trouble. But look, I've had enough of this, and I'm going to be going around for a bit. But I noticed, and I have NBA League Pass, right? I don't have Monumental Sports. But I noticed for the first time on League Pass that I can watch the pre and post game shows for Monumental. I didn't know that I could do that. So after the Wizards game, I had nothing to do. I switched on Monumental because I've been getting a lot of messages from Wizards fans, a lot of DMs, even people that I've seen in person at Wizards games, just down about. The one thing that's been a constant is how frustrated they have been with Monumental and the team's coverage of games or Monumental's coverage of the Wizards. Because look, there's not many outlets that cover them. The Athletic and the Washington Post do. Obviously, Bullets Forever, which between you and I think is the best source for Wizards content, unbiased, of course. Not many people cover the team. And nobody really does a post-game show. My guy Matt Bodurno and all the guys over there, they've been doing a tremendous job. So please go and support them and watch the pre- and post-game shows because they are unbiased. They give great takes. They're knowledgeable takes. They keep it real. They tell you how it is. If the team sucks, they tell you the team sucks and why. That's the pre- and post-game shows to be at. But I turned on Monumental because I had a lot of people telling me how biased it is, how it, and the one word that had been floated around to me a lot with Monumental Sports is propaganda. Like it's propaganda. It's just them only talking about the good, never talking about the bad, trying to make people believe that this team isn't unbelievably historically bad. And I'll preface this by saying I don't. It's not the people at Monumental's fault. They have a job to do. They're getting paid to push these narratives. I get it. It's from the top, and I think you know what I'm saying when I say it's a mandate from the top that this is happening. But to get into what I was gonna say, I was watching the post game show, and keep in mind, this is the post game show after the Wizards just lost their 15th straight game, 14 of 15 by double digits, 7 of 15 of those losses by 20 plus points. This loss in particular to Cleveland by 31 points, an uncompetitive effort. You go on to Monumental after the game, and these are some of the, let me pull it up real quick because I had it written down. These are a couple of the quotes that just simply caught me off guard, right? Quote, "It just wasn't their night," end quote. Quote, "Cleveland didn't have anybody that scored over 20 points, and Jonas Valanciunas got the message. He had a sleek double-double," end quote. And this is probably the worst of them all. Quote, "Washington lost the second quarter by 3 points, lost the third quarter by 1 point. Don't worry about the fourth quarter because obviously the game has taken its own course at that point," end quote. What the fuck are we doing? I'm sorry, but what are we doing? This team just lost their 15th straight game, and we're going here saying, well, they only lost the second and third quarter by a combined 4 points, and don't worry about the fourth quarter because look, it was a blowout at that point. So who even cares, honestly, at that point? Why are we even talking about it? Because no one cares. You know, this team is good, and I don't know why we're talking about the losses. Stop, just stop. It's this un it's just this biased coverage clearly trying to just make it seem like Wizards fans are stupid, that they don't know that this team is horrible. I don't get it. Like fans don't want that. No, like I don't know what, like it's just a disconnect. Fans want after their team gets blown out, they want people on there, pundits on there, going in, saying the things that they are thinking, giving them a voice. Saying this is ridiculous, this is dysfunctional, this team isn't good, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, and it needs to be better. Not, well, you know, I thought Anthony Gill was really good in his minutes. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And it's so obvious that this is what they're trying to do. Because if you don't know, Monumental Sports is owned. It's owned by Ted Leonsis. It's clear there's a mandate from the top, and I feel again, I feel bad because I've interacted with everyone at Monumental. They are the nicest people. They're just doing their job. But it's not what Wizards fans want. And it sucks when you have nowhere else to go. This is really the only, and I said Matt and all of them, that's where you should be, but unfortunately they don't have the funding. They don't have the platform like Monumental does, but it's just this is all you got. And it's bias, it's propaganda. And it's just something that I feel like I needed to speak up about because I could have said something a while ago and I've been silent and I wanted to tweet about it, but I didn't want to put anybody on the spot. I didn't want to make a scene about it. If you listen to my podcast, you get my unfiltered reaction, and that's what you're gonna get here by listening. And I just I after that I couldn't stand by with how frustrating the season's been, how dead the team is. I couldn't watch that for the first time in a while and just sit there and not say anything about it. And this is also one of the things that caught me by surprise. I watched them after all that. They flipped to the post-game presser for Brian Keefe. And I'm from New Jersey. I get, you know, Phillies and Eagles and Sixers post-game live, and I watch it, right? And what they'll do is they talk about the game for 10 minutes, and then the manager comes on. If it's the Sixers, it's Nick Nurse. He gets up to the podium. Right when it starts, they cut to Nick Nurse. They go the entire press conference for Nick Nurse, and then they cut away and give their thoughts on what Nick Nurse said. And then the players come out and they do the exact same thing. They let him talk. And that's how it goes. But what I was watching on the Monumental is they flip to Brian Keefe, who gives an opening statement after the Cleveland loss. There is a question about how did the team open up the game and were you upset with the lack of energy or why was it like that they didn't come out well? The second question was it offense or defense that the reason they weren't able to compete in quarter one? Can you game plan better? What's the difference for you to start better in quarter one? That was kind of the gist of the first three questions, right? And then it gets to a question, and it's quote, Brian, season high in turnovers, what went wrong for you on offense? And end quote, that's the question. Monumental cuts it. It was like 2 minutes of the presser. The instance that he gets a question about how bad the turnovers have been and how can they really just cut them out, what went wrong for them tonight? What's going wrong for them all season on offense? They cut it. And then they do a promo about snow globes. It's a joke. And as a fan, as somebody that watches it, like you sit there and you're like, do you think I'm stupid? Like, do you think we really don't know that this team isn't bad? And the funny thing is, right when Monumental cut away from the Brian Keefe about to comment about how bad the turnovers have been, the guy that leads the show, I'm not gonna name drop because I'm not trying to put people on the spot again. They're getting paid. This is their job, right? It's not their fault. But he goes, I really just want to highlight, Brian Keefe's first comment about how, the reserves gave a great fight tonight in Cleveland. That's a tremendous respect to the reserves and Brian Keefe. I know you guys have been talking about how professional athletes need to be, being ready whenever your number is called upon. So, shout out to the reserves who really gave a great effort in Cleveland. You lost by 31. You're 2-17. You've lost 15 straight games. Are you kidding? That's your takeaway from the press conference. From the 2 minutes you showed me, your main takeaway, right? Get this, is the veterans gave it their all. What are we doing, man? And that's that. I'm not going to go too far in because I could go in forever, but it's ridiculous at this point. And this could get me permanently banned. You saw Neil Dalal. This could get me banned from being credentialed at Wizards games. But I don't care. I have a platform, and I watched it, and I can't sit by. And live with myself if I don't say how I'm feeling about it. Because I think I'm feeling the same way Wizards fans are. And I think they really have nowhere to go. It's the primary source for Wizards coverage and Wizards post-game, pre-game live and all that stuff. And it's ridiculous at this point. It's got to change. Wizards fans aren't stupid. They know what's going on. They know the team sucks. Tell them the team sucks. Tell them how bad it is. Tell them why it's bad. They want to hear it. They do. That's how you get through tough times. You don't lily gag around things and say, oh, everything's fine when it's fucking not, when it's an abomination. You go in there and you talk about why the problems are the problems, and you say, well, how can I address these problems? How can the team get better? Who needs to play better defense? Who's not playing well? That's what people want to hear. And for Monumental to shove it down people's throats and pretend that fans are stupid and won't catch on to how bad the team is because you just simply won't talk about it and you avoid it by putting up only good and positive topics in pre and post game shows. I'm sorry, but I can't sit here and not say anything because it's just ridiculous. That's kind of going to do it for this episode. I mean, this is just I don't know how long I've been recording. I kind of lost track of time, but it's been a 30 to 40 minute rant about this team. Look, it's pathetic. It's bad. And I'm going to get people that are saying, Greg, you wanted this. Why are you upset? You want them to be bad. Yes, I want them to be bad. Yes, I want them to lose. But there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. Look at OKC. They were still competitive. The years that they were terrible, they were still competitive. They were building culture. They were playing defense. They were in games. They weren't losing 14 to 15 games by double digits. They weren't losing 7 to 15 games by 20 plus points on a 15-game losing streak. It's bad. And it doesn't look like it's getting better anytime soon. So look, I don't know what else to say. This is, like I said, a rant. But that's all I got, man. Like I said, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about, what's really going on. And that's what's really going on. Fiery episode. That's what I got. If you have any strong opinions about what I said, please feel free to DM me. I respond to every DM. I try to be, as active with Wizards fans and with listeners and all that as I can. I'm open to dialogue about this stuff. I'm curious to see if you guys feel the same way about the Monumental stuff. But look, it's bleak in DC. You're numb to losing 15 straight losses. It's going to get to 18 definitely before we get the new games during the NBA Cup semifinals. But it's bad. You could see the Wizards look like set a record. The Bobcats, I think, in an 82-game season had the worst win total, lowest win total in nine. I think a team won eight at one point, but that was like a lockout year, so I don't know if that counts, or seven. That was a lockout year. That might have been the Bobcats, actually. And the Sixers won nine, but it's getting to like historic levels of bad. Like I generally don't know how this team beats any of the other 29 teams. I don't, with the way they've been playing. So look, that's gonna do it. I'm not gonna rant too long anymore. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, let me know. But look, that's gonna do it. I don't know when we're gonna be back for a new episode. Probably in about a week when the Wizards have reached 18 games in a row that they've lost, and then I can rant some more about the same issues, the same struggles that have been plaguing this team all season. Again, that's gonna do it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I do appreciate it. The support's been really great in a year that's tough to cover a team like this. That it's just not. You just see me tweeting about losses and about losing and about bad performances. I do appreciate all you guys sticking it out with me, following along, liking, retweeting, commenting, engaging with the tweets, supporting the coverage. It means a lot. And I'm redundant when I say this, but it really is important, and I appreciate it. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for listening. And that's going to do it for this episode. Go Wiz.